What's up, guys? Welcome back to Zachary Reality. I am your host, Zachary Reality. And this is the 9th episode of my podcast. And last week and like other weeks, I'm always like, I don't know what episode it is. But guys, this is the 9th episode. And I say that because we do have a very special guest, but next week is the 10th episode. And I have a really special type of episode too, because I kind of want to celebrate like the 10th episode vibe. But today we have the special Bunny Barbie on today for my 9th episode. So I am so excited for you guys to listen to it. Before we kind of get into that, I want to tell you guys that I started a new job. Ba, 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 da, da, ba, ba. When I walked down, gave you a thing, it just a little bit. So I started a new job this week. I am a on-air host / news correspondent at Shared News. I started on Monday. We did a few panels. We talked about the Oscars, The Bachelor, and we did like a live stream just dishing on all things Bachelor Nation. And I say that because obviously, like, if you're listening, hey, or if you're a new listener, welcome. Nice to meet you, because you came from Bunny. So obviously, like, I am furthering my career by getting this new hosting gig, because, you know, as many of you know, if you've been following me, my goal is always to be an on-air host / entertainment reporter. So that is kind of why I started this podcast, to kind of progress in my career and connect with new people in the industry and just like interview people, because that's just what I love to do so much. So I just wanted to share that little life update with you guys, that I did start a new job. It's not a full-time job. I'm going to be hosting panels, a few panels a week with Shared News. So it's just super exciting. And I will I'll share you guys those links on my like Instagram or wherever, so that you guys can watch them, especially if you like reality TV or just pop culture, because we talk about reality TV and pop culture on Shared News. So definitely go to Shared News YouTube channel to see me and show some love over there. But on today's podcast episode, I have the Bunny Barbie. I'm assuming a lot of you are coming to this podcast because you're a fan of Bunny. Bunny is an absolute icon. She's absolutely hilarious. She's so unique in her own way. And I told her that during the podcast, that you really are like your own person, Bunny. Like, nobody can steal your identity. Nobody could be you. I couldn't imagine you being anything else but yourself. Like, she's just so unique and awesome. So I'm really, was so excited that she came on my podcast, because I've been following her for literally, I don't know, maybe 9-10 months, and she's been following me too. So we definitely have been friends, which is so exciting. Honestly, guys, most of the guests that I get on my podcast are usually because I have like a social media type of friendship with them. And you'll notice that right away, because I literally barely said hello, and Bunny Barbie was already spilling all of the tea about her reality show, about her TikTok, giving us the behind the scenes about her husband and her new house that she's building in Wyoming. She's also moving to LA. She did talk a little bit about her recent feud, like, you know, going on social media, a little bit of drama that she was involved in. You know, I'm always team Bunny Barbie. I'm always here to support her. I really wanted to invite her on this podcast. I think you guys need to hear her life story, and just see her in a different light. Because you guys obviously follow her, but have you ever listened to her be interviewed before? Because there's a lot with Bunny. She has a really dynamic personality. She's really unique. And I feel like this is one of the best interviews I've had so far. So I'm going to play the interview with Bunny, and we will touch base at the end of the podcast episode, guys. So enjoy. Okay, we are here with the one and only, the Bunny Barbie. Hey.
Hi, I'm so excited to get to talk to you.
Me too. We've probably been following each other for like almost a year. Is that too
long? It's been a long time.
Oh my God. I literally love your content.
Your content too.
You are so like over the top. You are so yourself. You are just like so unique. And I think that is why a lot of people are just so drawn to you, because you are just like, you're like nobody else.
You know, what's funny is saying that I can say it now is a year before I started TikTok, I was supposed to have my own reality show. So mm-hmm. That's the reason I even started TikTok. I didn't want the producers to skew my personality, make me into a mean girl, like all this stuff. So really why I even started posting about me on TikTok. And I always, especially since like I had been talking to producers and people for so long, already for a year, like I knew that they were interested in like my lifestyle. And just because I'm kind of different, vegan, homeschooling, flying their own jet with her husband, you know, my husband's older, like those kind of things I thought were the reason that they found me interesting. Mm-hmm. And since TikTok, it has really shown me that it's more my personality than anything else. You know what I mean? Which I just 100%. Wasn't expecting everyone to kind of fall in love with me for me rather than just, you know how they fall in love with housewives or people mm-hmm. because of their wealth and things like that. Like it's more me than those kind of material things.
Yes, we are really getting right into this. I love it so much. But before we even get into more of this, because I want to learn a little bit more about this reality show and stuff, I need to know your name because it's not the Bunny Barbie, is it? Is that what's on your birth certificate?
So my name is Bunny and my last name, I took my husband's last name.
Your first name is really Bunny.
Yes, I'm legally Bunny.
Legally, like born Bunny.
I was not born Bunny, but it's my legal name.
Are you not, is it like a Danielle Staub situation where you're not allowed to say, you don't want to be called?
I don't really talk about it because people say it to me in mean ways, obviously online, and they keep bringing it up, like my dead name and say mean things about me and stuff like that. And just trying to like bully me over it. So I just try not to talk about it as much.
Okay. Well, I know you as Bunny. We all know you as Bunny and we will continue to know you as the Queen Bunny Barbie.
And also I think it's a good point to make, like, you know, it's this, like, what if I feel like, you know, when trans people change their name, you're not going to call them by their dead name. Or if someone gets married, you're not going to call them by their pre-name either. You know what I mean? So if it's just something that I think people are like, well, it's not the name you're born with. It's not your name. Like, but it's literally like, it's legally my name. And it's been my name for a few years.
That's fair. That's totally fair. What was I going to say? So when did you start posting on TikTok? How long ago was it? Like, what was your first video that went viral? Can you remember?
So I posted a few videos and one of the first videos, it wasn't viral, but one of the first videos that I posted was the night, it was the week before COVID and it was like probably my third video ever. And it was just like me in my closet and I was going to dinner with all of the people from LA came here from the TV show and we were going to start filming. It was the week before COVID, everything shut down. So it was, that was one of my first videos. I just remember that because I was like looking back and I'm like, oh my God, how ironic. It was literally like the same, you know, things that were going on in my life in March. And then my first viral video was maybe like a month later, maybe April. And it was I made a face mask of my face. And I just posted, like, you would see, like, people do, like, DIY kind of videos. So I posted, like, a voiceover of me, like, oh, like, this is how I made a mask of my face, my juicy-ass lips. Like, you know, you just print a picture of your face, whatever. And everyone's like, oh, my God, she sounds like a Kardashian. It was my first viral video. And the comment had 6,000 likes.
Okay.
So I was like, so then I responded to the comment and I was like, I've literally never been told this in my entire life. Like, really? I'm not even kidding. Like, no one has ever said this to me in my time. The producers that have worked with the Kardashians did not tell me that I sound like them. Do you know what I mean?
I mean, so, like, you sound a little bit like Courtney. And I don't know if it's just because I heard you do the Courtney impression so many times. So now it's just like stuck in my head. But I can see why people would say you sounded like Courtney.
Yeah. And so like, I went back, even all the producers, I'm like, why the fuck didn't you tell me? Cause knowing, and I couldn't talk about it, but knowing that I'm getting into reality TV, it was kind of like, there's one video. I was like stressed the fuck out. I'm sitting there and I'm like, I don't want you guys to think that I'm trying to sound like the Kardashians because, you know, and I couldn't say why, like, you know, we're going into the same industry or like whatever. And so it was just like really stressing me out at first. Cause I was like, I just don't want to be known for like the being like a Kardashian impression lady. But then I just started to roll with it at some point and was just like, whatever.
No, as I just mentioned like a few minutes ago, you are so unique. Like you are not known for being anyone else but yourself. Like you have your own thing going on and you are always in the closet when you are on TikTok, which I think is so, so funny. I think you're on live so often too. So like one of the questions I got for you was like, how many hours of day does she spend in the closet?
I would say an hour to an hour and a half. But I literally, that's like my quiet space. Like even recently, the past couple times I've been on live, like my son has been in there. He's like climbing all over me. He's jumping on me. I'm like, you know, it's just like my quiet space. And I don't really like to film anywhere else in my house. It's like my perfect spot, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously now that I'm moving into a second home and then a third home in 2 months from now, I'll have different closet areas, I guess.
I'm so excited. I was living because when I was going on your YouTube channel, I was like, the first video I need to watch is this closet tour, because we only see this one angle of your closet for the most part. And I was like, I need to see the full closet tour. And I was living. Do you have any like favorite shoes or just like a favorite piece in your closet that you've worn on TikTok or on social media?
Everyone always
asks me
that. Everyone always says like, what's your favorite thing in your closet? And I'm like, it's me. But
well, how would you describe your style? Maybe like three adjectives.
I would say colorful.
Yes.
Flirty.
For sure.
And fun, maybe. Fun, I just like sexy. A lot of, you know, yeah. Like I like a lot of color and just, you know, girly, really girly things. For I've sure. been really into, I haven't worn like black or anything dark in a really long time. Well, you're the, I'm just like, I just really Barbie. Like bright things.
Like you got to dress like a Barbie. So you're really moving. You're building two different homes. So you're building a home in Wyoming and in LA. Is that true?
I got an apartment in LA.
Okay.
We're going to spend about 10, we'll probably be there 2 weeks, half the month this summer. And then when our house in Wyoming is done, it'll probably be like 10 days a month. But I signed a 15 month lease. So I'll be there for a long time.
Oh, cool. Do you mind what part of LA? Just because like-
It's in Beverly Hills.
Okay. So it's not far from me. I'm in West Hollywood. So
okay, yeah, I cool. love West Hollywood. So we used to live in Beverly Hills before I got pregnant, and then I got pregnant. And I was like, I can't have two homes anymore. Like it's just like giving me anxiety thinking about all the baby stuff I have to buy. So then we moved to Florida full time, and then we actually even toured this place in 2019. That's how long we've been trying to like thinking about moving back, and now it just makes sense with my career and more business stuff for me.
Are you selling the house in Florida then?
No.
So you're just going to be hopping all around, but where's going to be like your main home base?
Probably still Florida. I would say this summer, maybe LA. We're probably going to spend a lot of time there. And then it'll still probably be Florida. And then I don't know, Wyoming too. We'll be all over.
What is so special about Wyoming? Do you have family there?
No family. So we bought some land on an airport. So we're building a hangar home with our airplane inside. And we really like the area. It's in this community. You have to be a pilot to own land there. So everyone's pilots. They have helicopters and jets in their front yard. And it's just a really cool community in the middle of Wyoming. Plus, it's a short flight from LA. So I figured I would do lots of like influencer trips and invite friends out and do stuff.
Oh my gosh. Invite me to my Wyoming, please. Are you going to be in the same area as Jeffree Star or Kanye West?
I don't think so, but I think they also live in two different areas. I think I'm closer to Jeffree Star if I know that right, but I actually don't think I'm close to either of them.
There's a lot of pop culture going on in Wyoming all of a sudden. It's a lot of things are
and it was like the
there.
Same when that was like the whole they may have hooked up kind of thing was going on. It was the week that I was going out there to check on the house build, and I like posted something and I was like, not to see Kanye or like something like that.
That is so, so funny. So your son is like a huge part of your TikTok as well. A lot of people love your son. I think he's so funny. Tell me like, what about your son you love so much or about motherhood? Like what makes him so special?
He has a very big personality. Literally everywhere we go, he says hi to everyone. He is like,
a star.
I don't know. He's going to do something in his life for sure. He has just got this huge personality and I try to keep him off like a little bit. Like I really try not to post too much of him. I don't really like those. I don't like having my family as one of those family channels. I don't want to be known as a family channel. I want to be known as me. And if he decides that this is something he wants to do as well, I would like that for him. But for me personally, I just don't necessarily agree with, you know, having working children posting everything about their lives and you know special moments and things like that or traumatic moments that are going on like their dog dies and filming it, like I'm just not into that. You know,
you want to have your own types of thing. What does he think of you being on social media and being so loud and like out there?
He's got the same exact personality as me, so he'll like come on live and yell at TikTok and you know say things. Every time we leave the house, I get recognized, like literally every time I leave the house. So he's obsessed with taking pictures with fans. He does not like, he'll literally cry if he's like not in the picture. So he likes that. And I mean, sometimes he'll be like, he'll come up and be like, do you want to like make a TikTok? Or like, he'll like say kind of things like that, but he's still kind of young to kind of understand it too. Like he doesn't really understand why people kind of know me everywhere we go.
Do you want to have more kids? Cause he's your only child, right?
We don't plan on having any more kids. My husband got a vasectomy. So
okay.
If we really want to have another one, we might. But I think, I don't know. I'm just really happy with just him. But I have two older stepkids too. So
yeah. So are your stepkids, they're around the same age as you, or are they older than you?
They are 22 and 20. So okay. They're younger than me.
That's so cool though. They're like your little siblings. Do you feel like you're like a motherly figure to them? Or do you feel like you're just like an older sister, an aunt?
You know, it's funny. I don't take a parenting style at all. So I would say I'm definitely not in like a parenting realm. I'm like a, I don't know, fun young stepmom slash sister, you know, just like an older, you know. But then it's funny too, because my stepson's actually in a pretty serious relationship, and it seems like they are getting very serious together. And I was with my husband's ex-wife last night. Actually, I went over to her house and we were just kind of hanging out, and I was like, you know, Uncle Aiden, like, oh my God, son will be an uncle.
He's going to be an uncle
before he's like 10.
And I'm not going to say the G word, but you know, you're going to be a very young grandmother. That's amazing. So how did you even meet your husband? Was this like the first serious relationship you were ever in?
No. So I've probably lived with 10 plus guys in my entire life.
Okay.
I've been in a lot of relationships. I was a crazy party girl. I have a friend who I was kind of living with at the time, who was my best friend, who was friends with one of my husband's friends, and we met through them.
Oh, cool. And what does he think about you becoming this social media influencer?
He really loved it now. I think at first, I remember like at first off, he knew I was doing the show for the past two years. So
And was he going to be on the show?
Which is like 2.5 now. Yeah. I mean, not a main character, but he was definitely going to be on the show as well. So we've had these conversations back and forth. He wants me to do whatever makes me happy. You know, he wasn't planning on being like a huge part of that show, but now that it's changed into my show, like he's in mine. He doesn't really care. His was really cute. I actually interviewed him for a little bit for like some of the confessional thing, and it was super cute. Like, you know, but anyways, he really likes it. I mean, every once in a while he'll be like, I don't know, like, do we just want privacy? And then he goes back into like, really, I mean, just helping me build my career and everything like that. I mean, we made a family decision to move to LA, just, you know, a lot for my career. So
I think a lot of your really content, involved, he likes it. A lot of your content really is like in your closet doing your own thing. It's not like you're involving, like you said, it's not a family channel. So him and Aiden can kind of just like be on the back burner, maybe pop in once in a while, because we do want to see that side of you. I know a lot of your fans love you for being a mom. That's like one of their favorite things about you. So I think it's important that we get to see all facets of you, and you have so many facets. There's so much about you that is so
interesting. And I think with the reality show, it'll bring a much more organic feel to my relationships with my son and my husband, rather than like filming, not me just sitting with a camera in front of us. You know what I mean? Like, I just feel like that's not really us versus someone else filming things that we're actually doing. You know what I mean? Like, I just think that you're going to get a much more authentic feel of how my family really is versus if I was to just film us like doing things during the day.
Well, let's
I don't know. It's kind of awkward for me.
Let's get into this reality show, because you were in pre-production. Did you start filming for like almost 2 years?
2 years.
And then they kind of pulled
obviously
the plug
a year of
you.
That was during COVID.
Okay.
They actually, you know, I kind of walked away from the deal. I could have just sat there and waited, and I'm sure eventually in a year from now we would have had a show. But it really didn't make sense for my brand anymore. And it was with, you know, four other women. And
was it like a Housewives type of show?
Yeah.
The Real Housewives of like Miami or something?
We had a housewife that was our executive producer on the show.
And you did not reveal which one it was yet, right?
I did not, but the internet found out anyways.
Yeah. Can we just let the cat out of the bag? I mean, I don't know for sure, but I did see a lot of people saying that they believed it was Bethany Frankel. Okay. So were you going to do like a friend group type show, or was it like legit, like the Real Housewives?
It was a mommy show.
Okay.
So it was based on me and our different parenting styles. It was mainly me and one other girl, and then who's on my show as well. And then it was two of her friends and one of my friends. And the one girl who was my friend on the show, ended up, we're not friends anymore. She was very jealous. Oh,
that would have been so good for the show. We love a feud.
She actually got kicked off before, during COVID.
Oh,
so
okay.
She was being very aggressive towards me, posting things. She was upset that I gained a following on TikTok.
Gotcha.
Which is very random, because you would think that it would help the whole show in general.
100%.
And she was very jealous of it. She started posting on her, like, she has a business that she started. I'm not gonna say it. I was gonna say something salty, but I'm not.
Okay.
But she started posting, like, she posted on her business page saying, Hitler had thousands of followers, but Jesus only had 7. So, you know, like, kind of things like saying, like, and at this point I had like 100,000 followers, right? And she was just like really jealous and whatever. So I've just blocked her on everything and whatever. So then she was kicked off, and then they casted my friend Vistica Crystal, the girl who's like, looks like me, but different melanin.
Okay.
So they ended up casting her and her replacement. And that was more recently, probably 3 months ago. And then obviously a month ago, I walked away from the whole thing and did my own show.
So now, is that show that never happened, is that still a possibility, or did they just scratch that completely?
So they didn't necessarily scratch it. They were just kind of like, it was picked up by a network, and so the network had already bought the show. And then I believe what happened was the reality star was not getting enough money for doing the show, even though she really wasn't involved in any of it, and put my life on hold for 2 years. And so she wanted to go back and search for different networks for a home of it. And I just think,
and it looks like she found something.
Yeah, I think just a mommy show. I think it wasn't necessarily, it might've been some of the cast, but I think they wanted to do a show with either me and the other main character rather than just do a mommy version, because they think the mommy thing's been like played out. They need to sell a show to a network. It needs like a theme.
Yeah.
Like, you can't just like, even what I'm doing, it would never sell right away without it being produced, because they don't know who's going to watch just Bunny's life. Right.
Yeah.
Like, who's going to watch that? Who is she? Whatever, they have to, like, it goes through a lot of layers of corporate before it turns into a thing. So they put these women together, same thing as like a housewife, like housewives was the theme, right? And now it's, you know, like a mommy thing, and it's like a theme. They have to have a theme. Like, they even said to me, they're like, if you meet other moms in Wyoming, we could do like a theme on that. I'm like, I'm not.
The real,
like,
housewife of Wyoming.
I'm the fucking theme.
Well, now you are the theme and you are the show. Do you have, you are definitely going to be the main character on that show regardless, and now you have your own show. But what would your housewife's tagline be if you got on like a housewife's type show?
Oh, mine totally would have been,
and can you say it in a dramatic voice?
Dun, 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 dun.
Slow motion.
I don't drive a car, but I fly a jet.
Period. I love that. Oh my gosh. So now you're making your own show, and you're producing it and putting all of like the money into it, and
producing, funding, absolutely doing everything. I've decided in the past, it's literally been a month, and I have done absolutely everything. We've already filmed the whole first episode, 22 minutes long.
And this is all going to be on YouTube?
Or is it TBD? TBD. My team has been, half of my team wants it to go on YouTube ASAP. Half of my team wants to pitch it to streaming networks. So I'm just waiting for it back. I might sell it to a network. The problem is my contract was for 11 years and I was just talent. And now that I own it, I have a lot more buying and selling power and things that I didn't really have before. I don't know. I mean, I think if the negotiations take longer than a month, I'm definitely just going to put it on YouTube.
Yeah.
My thing is, I can be my own network, right? Like, I could.
You could put everything on your own YouTube
product
channel.
Product placements, ads in between the show, and just make the money myself. Like, why? I'm very 50-50 on it. I don't know. But it's a little traditional to do that. I mean, everyone in the industry is like, probably put it on YouTube, but you don't want to shoot yourself in the foot and just post it instead of, you know, at least seeing what's out there with the networks.
Yeah, I mean,
they're not going to buy a show. Yeah, I mean, I'm coming to them with like an entire show cast. Sexy, everything produced, where they're not putting money out, rather than, you know, just saying, hey, this is my concept, I'm so cool.
Yeah. You know? The thing is, you did wait around for 2 years. So it's like, you're not waiting around for anyone else anymore. You're like, you're the real deal. You're no nonsense. You know exactly what you are doing. You're clearly doing a good job so far. I'm so excited to see this show. I'm like, when is it going to come out? I will be watching it. I'm going to do a recap on my page.
When's this podcast
coming out? This podcast will come out tomorrow.
Oh my God, that's so soon.
I like to do my podcast week by week. It's just easier for
me. I love that. Yeah.
And if I miss a week, then who cares?
Yeah.
So yeah, this will be out tomorrow. And I know everyone's excited about this. What was I saying before that? Oh yeah, I'm going to do recaps of your show on my TikTok. I'm going
to
do a
review. Oh my God, you have to.
Because I do all reality TV. I even do social media reality TV. I talk about Bretman Rock and Nikita Dragon. Yeah. They have their reality shows. I was so excited when I saw you on Hannah Kosh's page because she does all the TikTok drama.
Yeah.
And she even put you on her page. I'm like, Bunny has made it. She is officially getting involved in TikTok drama.
People were like making YouTube videos about it and everything.
I'm like, is that when you know that you have kind of made it in a way? Because it's part of being on social media and being an influencer is being involved in drama and scandal. Yeah. It's so exaggerated and dramatized, but it's still just part of the business.
Yeah. And honestly, I mean, I feel like it was very calculated because it happened the day before my show. It's in, we talked about it all fucking day long. Like yeah. I'm gonna probably cut a lot of it out because I don't want it to take over my entire show, but it's very raw and real because it literally happened the night before all of my friends were over from the show. And I actually hadn't even posted anything about social media, and all day long, as I'm filming, I'm getting messages like, did she steal your brand? Like what is happening? Why did she unfollow you?
Yeah. Well, I think that honestly would be good for the first episode just to kind of reel people in because people like the drama. So I would totally keep that and then kind of just like let your show play out and everything else. And I'm sure it will. And people aren't going to remember your show for that, but it will be a good way to hook people in because people are really invested in this drama. So how long was this girl, Brampty? How long was she your friend?
So we met in December, early December. And I kind of knew that she lived in a similar area than me in Florida. And I messaged her. She like made something like she messaged me to collab. Like I literally didn't. Like my message to her was like, hey, if you want to have a mommy friend, like I'd love to be friends, like whatever. You know, I've introduced her to all of my friends. She doesn't have any friends.
Okay.
You know, she just kind of stays by herself. And so like, we were going to lunch every week and we've been hanging out. And like, she made it seem like she barely knows me. And like, I know she's told me like everything else personal in her life. I'm not going to like put her tea out there, but like, as like, we were friends. Like, I don't know why she's like, I was invited to her daughter's birthday party and I didn't go. I also didn't say this because it's like, I just don't want to like trash her, but like, I didn't go because of COVID. You know, my husband literally texted me and was like, we shouldn't go to this. Like, she's having like a party for her daughter. This was 2 weeks before all this drama happened.
Uh-huh.
And she was kind of mad at me that I didn't go.
Gotcha.
But everyone online is like, you guys aren't friends because you didn't go to her birthday party. I'm like, well, if you actually really knew, like, I didn't go because of COVID.
Then that's
totally
like, valid.
Right. So, and it was before, I mean, I'm vaccinated now, but I wasn't at the time, you know, and neither was my husband, and my husband's in his 50s, you know? So like, he's like, we shouldn't go. He's like, we've been safe for so long. Like, why are we just going to go to a party? Like right before we get vaccines, you know?
Yeah.
So,
and what was her, like, what was she trying to do? She was trying to make a business and use the name Bunny.
So she came out with a business called Pinky Bunny with my same logo as like the bee with the ears, the one ear. I literally have it right there.
Yeah.
And so she, you know, took my, like used my name, my logo, which honestly wasn't even that big of a deal, but I started getting messages like, hey, what's happening? I mean, I thought I was kind of offended because I'm like, why?
Especially
what did you tell me
friend.
About this? I was literally went to lunch with her 2 weeks before this. So I'm like, and she's like, I've been working on this for a year and like, you can't even text me and say congratulations. I'm like, I'm supposed to be as your friend finding out about your business that you've had for a year via YouTube.
Yeah.
Like that's how I'm supposed to find out about your business. And
it
then
definitely wasn't a year.
No, with my name.
Uh-huh.
You know? And so the screenshots she posted was like a trademark that she filed a couple, like 3 months before she met me, but it doesn't say the name on it. It just says she could have filed it for anything. She blacked out everything on it. It has no name on it.
Wow.
And then she sent me a screenshot of her getting a logo done 2 weeks after we met.
Mm-hmm.
And then another one like a month ago for a fashion business. And she thought that would be like her. She's like, I've had this for so long. I'm like, girl, you were at my house. My fucking logo's right here. Like you were running in my hallway. you know, like,
yeah,
I don't get it. And like, just yeah. say, and I didn't want her to stop doing her business. I didn't want her to change her name. All I wanted her to do was to post that I'm not her partner in her business, because people uh-huh. kept messaging me yeah. and they're like, I'm really confused, tagging me in her store mm-hmm. and being like, are you guys doing a business together? Like, that's all she had to say. Uh-huh. And she was being petty, and she didn't uh-huh. want to give me followers by saying anything about it. So then blocked my number, blocked my phone number, unfollowed me on all social media. So then I'm getting messages the day uh-huh. that we're filming all day long. Why did she unfollow you? Why aren't you guys uh-huh. friends anymore? Why is she stealing your name? Why did she steal your logo?
So this is going to be on the first episode of your show, like part of this.
All of it. Yeah.
Let it all out.
Reactions, yeah. everything, you know, I mean, they sat down and asked them all like what's happening.
Yeah.
And so, you know, what's not on it, then the end of the day, when we were done filming, I started drinking a little champagne when we were filming. And then that night I was just like, I went on Instagram story and I was like, listen, like, I'm mm-hmm. not a part of this business. I didn't even say her name. I didn't say anything yeah. about it. I was just like, listen, I'm not a part of this business. I want nothing to do with it. I feel like she stole from me and stole uh-huh. my name because she's blocked me. Why else yeah, would you
why
block
else would
me?
She has a guilty conscience. No, I don't even right. know her at all. I never followed her. I know you and I'm a fan of you, but
nobody,
it kind of
okay.
sounds
I know
like
she has more followers than me on
but
TikTok.
That doesn't even matter. You still have your own following.
Nobody
but,
even knows her on TikTok. Do you know
yeah,
what I mean?
I don't,
like, she's a
yeah,
YouTuber.
I don't know her, but all I'm going to say is that it seems like she is jealous and she sees that you're on the rise. She sees that you have authenticity, which I think is, it doesn't matter about the numbers. It's about the fact that yeah. your career is on the rise and you are authentic and you are true to yourself. And maybe, I don't know what she's going through or what her brand is about, but it seems like she is jealous of that or envious that you have that. And she sees that star power in you.
And the thing is, and she's like, I have more followers than you. Like, you've been online since 2014.
Yeah.
And I have half of your following.
Uh-huh.
Like,
and anyone
you know,
can go online and gain following over time. So if you have been on right. social for that many years and you're posting, you're going to gain followers. It's just how it's worked.
Right.
But you gained a lot so fast. And I think that is,
you know,
what is
she
awesome
has a beautiful, I mean, she knew I was filming the reality show. She was invited to come. That's
Could she
the
have
thing.
Been on like the cast possibly?
She was going to be on it.
Wow. She should have been on it. She really messed herself up.
Exactly. And now she's uh-huh. like a topic of drama instead of being uh-huh. on it and being like women empowerment and like, yeah. you know, like everyone else there, like I've been friends with for, Holly's my newest friend out of everyone. Mm-hmm. I've been best friends with her for 4 years. So like,
yeah.
I have like the best girlfriends, like everything. Mm-hmm. And like for this to be like such a topic, like it's just, but I do want to say she has created a beautiful brand for herself. Mm-hmm. Her name, her brand, her YouTube, it's fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Why didn't you name your own company after that? That makes uh-huh. no sense to me. Uh-huh. Like, why would you take my name out of all of the names? The one uh-huh. friend you have that social media knows, like, yeah. take, like, it's not like, you know.
So where just, do you guys stand now?
I'm still blocked. Nothing. Okay. Nothing that's been, then, so she blocked my number. So then and unfollowed me on everything. And then people started messaging me. So then I blocked her on social media because I'm not fighting with you back and forth via social mm-hmm. media. So then she started telling everyone that I blocked her, which I did block her on social uh-huh. media. But if she wants to talk, she can unblock my phone number.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not talking to you through TikTok.
Yeah. Well, like, you want to block someone on social media because they are, it's just that that's not the thing you want to see when you go on social media.
Yeah.
And we can kind of change topics a little bit just so we don't harp on this too much. You kind of talked about in one of your YouTube videos that you like to block people a lot, or you talk about that on TikTok. You love blocking people because you want your page to be a positive place. You don't want your followers to come to your page and see negative comments. You don't want that experience. You want to have a positive, fun page. And I feel like you have that for the most part. I think the reason you wouldn't have it is out of your control, because that's just what the internet does. So why do you go the blocking route? Is it just because of what I said, or is it just because you could be gaining more followers or just more engagement?
Yeah. I mean, I would have so much more engagement and followers. I probably have a million people in my block list. Like, I literally don't care. Even if it's like something somewhat negative, I just block you. Like, if that's what you're going to say to me now, like, what are you going to say later on? I'll just block you. And I just think that, I just think, you know, it's been looked at for so long that it's like weak to block people mm-hmm. and like keep, you know, have more followers, and who cares if it's bad attention. And I don't really feel that way. I think it's so empowering to be like, you're not allowed to see my content. You're not allowed to mm-hmm. be in my sphere. And you know, like I don't know. Like, I think it's such a good environment for the young girls that follow me to come mm-hmm. to my page and see all the positivity and all of the, you know, amazing things that we can say to each other and about each other. And it's just something I value. Mm-hmm. I value the community I've built over the followers that I've built.
Period.
So the numbers don't matter to me. Uh-huh. I would rather have 100,000 followers that absolutely adore my content and want to come back than 3 million followers who kind of hate me and just want to keep like throwing shade on me.
Yeah, I do love that. But one thing, I've gotten hate before, and sometimes I respond to the hate and then they apologize because I responded. They're like, oh, you actually responded. Oh, you explained that. So sometimes I like to respond to people because then they understand, or like they just need
that. Only respond via videos because I feel like people, if I respond to the hate, they just go back and forth, and like, I'm not going back and forth with you. Like, I'm gonna say what I have to say and I will clap back at you and then shut you down, and that's it. You probably will delete your account.
Oh my god, period. So you also have your own podcast, your own YouTube. Now, you kind of started those two things after you kind of grew on TikTok to kind of just capitalize on social media. So what is kind of like, what's your YouTube and podcast? What's separate about them, and what are those more about?
So my YouTube, I've been posting like longer versions of my real life. I have one of my drops. I'm just like, you know, tailoring my clothes because I've always told people, like, you know, tailor the pants and things like that. So I have a YouTube, I should post it probably today. But, you know, I think my YouTube is, you just get longer versions of me, like my skincare routines, you know, things that I've wanted to post for a long time and I was not able to because of my contract with the network. They wouldn't allow me to post anything on YouTube.
Is that contract done now? You can do whatever you
want. Yeah, I walked away.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
So that's why I can post everything now. And, you know, I think just with the show, I just haven't been in my podcast. So my podcast is called Bedtime with Bunny, and I interview other TikTokers. You'll have to come on mine too,
well.
I'd love to. I think this week I've been doing, I think I have like 30 episodes. It's like so amazing, but I'm actually going to skip like 2 weeks. And then like, I haven't taken a break at all. And I'm just going
to take a break.
Regroup a little bit. But I mean, it's some of like the best. I've met so many friends and had such genuine conversations with people that it's just been really great for me. My kind of thing with the podcast, it's less an interview of one person talking and whatever. It's literally just like friends hanging out and meeting for the first time. So it's just like a really fun, chill vibe.
Oh, that's awesome. That's so cool. Yeah, I've listened to it a couple times. I think you're so funny. So now you honestly have so much of going on with the reality show, the podcast, the YouTube, TikTok, Instagram. What is kind of like your main goal with this whole social media thing?
You know, that's a good question. I enjoy TikTok by far the most.
Me too.
I think that I will probably enjoy the reality show just as much. I think it's really fun to put my creativity. So I'm narrating a little bit of it. So we're taking a different spin on reality. Instead of it being just a group of women and, you know, the same thing over and over, I am narrating it kind of like Clueless / Sex in the City.
Okay.
So I will be talking over it and then going into reality moments.
Okay.
So I think it'll just be a little bit more kind of like a diary, right? Like where you get to see my real life, but also, you know, get that same vibe. Like you're talking to a friend and listening to my personal thoughts.
Have you seen Siesta Key?
Yes.
No. Oh, okay. Cause Juliet, the main character on the show, she's the narrator, and then there's no confessionals. Oh. And she kind of tells everyone else's stories.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Uh-huh.
I spoke to them a few times about doing my show. That's why I said yes at first, but I never watched it.
Oh, okay.
But they, the producers, I don't know. I might have some ins with them.
What reality show do you feel like yours will be? It's obviously going to be its own thing, but what could you compare it to? What other reality show out there?
Okay. I never watched reality show TV before quarantine. So I started watching, I've seen like a few episodes of the Kardashians and I've watched a few of the Housewives. I think it'll be a group setting like the Housewives, but I don't think it'll be anything like the Housewives because it's not going to focus on drama. It's going to be really funny. Maybe Kardashians, you know, how they're more funny. Lifestyle things that are kind of going on, things like that. So I would say probably Kardashians.
Who is your favorite Kardashian?
I think,
because this will tell a lot about you.
I like Kim.
Okay.
I like her main character vibes. Mm-hmm. I like her business savviness. I just feel like she's, but I do want to say, I feel like I connect with Courtney's mothering the most, because I do feel like I'm very close with my son, and she's just more organic and like things like that. So I think my parenting style is probably more like Courtney's. But what I don't understand is, why don't they homeschool their kids?
Well, I think they go to like private schools with like other celebrity parents, but they do homeschool the baby ones, like True and Chicago. They are the ones in preschool.
Like, why would they even put them in school? That makes no sense to me. Wouldn't they just want to like travel with them and like?
Well, I think they all have like a whole staff, and they want them to like be interact with other like celebrity kids.
Yeah.
Who do you think Aiden would be closest with out of the Kardashian kids?
Oh, I don't really know them that well.
Oh my! Well, I would say Rain, which is Courtney's youngest. Okay.
Yeah. How old is he?
He's 5 or 6.
Okay, so then maybe.
And he is like hilarious, huge personality.
Oh, then yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Which Housewife series do you think you would be on if you were on one of them? There's New Jersey, New York, Beverly 100%. Hills.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I can totally see that for you.
Yeah, I mean, I could see that. I just feel like I just love living in LA too. So I'm just not a New Yorker. I'm from Albany, New York. I could totally not see myself in New York. I only watched a little bit of New York. I don't think I would get along. You know who I really like, but I only watched her this last season, and my friend Holly is like a huge reality show like buff, and she said that she's gone through some changes throughout the years, but who I really liked this last season on Beverly Hills was Lisa. I just really like her.
Lisa Rinna?
Yeah.
She's crazy. But
I like her.
She's messy. I feel like you're more of like a Dorit. She's really into fashion. She's really classy. She's very dramatic, but not like in a bad way.
I have to tell you, I don't know if we would really get along, because I feel like she's a little too entitled.
I don't know. I don't see that. You know, she really shares her mom life if you follow her on like social media.
No, I don't.
And I feel like if you don't follow her, you wouldn't know that, but she's such like an amazing mom, and that really normalizes her and brings her down to life. I kind of want to know, before we kind of head out in a couple of minutes, I want to know who your favorite YouTubers are, and I want to know who some of your favorite TikTokers are.
Okay. I have to be really honest. I've never watched one person on YouTube in my life.
Wow. That's crazy.
But, I've never watched her YouTube, but I am having dinner with Tana next week.
That's amazing.
So
where are you going? Let us know. Are you?
I don't know. It's next Tuesday. We're going to dinner next Tuesday.
Oh my God. Wednesday? Are you guys going to post some content together?
I'm sure.
Okay. That's amazing. I love Tana. I've met her briefly a couple times.
She's like a young version of me. That's exactly how I was when I was younger. So I just feel like, I don't know. I feel like we'd really get along. I've been talking to her for like a year now. So,
So is she a huge fan, or like what celebrities, I guess, are a huge fan of your TikTok?
Yeah, I really like her. I think a lot of YouTubers, you know, kind of came over to my content. You know, I was chatting with James Charles a lot, but obviously he's left from social media now, but actually from Albany, which is where I'm from. We kind of connected over that, but obviously I haven't talked to him in a while. I feel like YouTubers like Bretman Rock follows me.
That's so major. That's one of my favorites. Bretman Rock and Nikita
Dragon. I love his personality.
Me too. You should watch his reality show. It's all on YouTube. It's so good. He's one of my favorites. I also love Patrick Starr. I like a lot of the makeup YouTubers.
I haven't watched Patrick Starr either. But I've never watched YouTube, but I don't think Patrick Starr's really on TikTok.
He's on, but he's not like a huge TikToker. Who are some of your favorite TikTokers that you follow?
Oh my God, I have so many.
Just a few off the top of your head.
Gabby, she does like the fashion content, like exactly like me. Do you know who I'm talking about? Gabby, she like changes her outfits, does everything. What's her last name? Starts with a D. I'm trying to think. It's like,
Yeah, I know who that is.
Okay. I literally love her. She doesn't really post her personality a lot. I had a podcast with her and I absolutely fell in love with her. I'm actually meeting up with her in like 2 weeks once I get back from LA. So her parents live in Wellington, Florida, like at an airport. So her dad is the same age as my husband.
Oh, wow. So we love that.
I feel like they'll be friends. Love her. Who else do I really love? I love Kenneth.
He's
the iconic. So he actually just texted me right now.
Okay, you can literally, I'm going to have him on my podcast too. Him and his mom are so iconic.
Oh my God. So amazing. I'm doing his merch. So I think that's why he's texting me, but I haven't talked
to him
in a couple of days. Yes. Who else I really like? I love Spencer. Love Spencer. He reached out to me kind of when I first started and we became friends then. I don't know. I feel like everyone I've talked to on my podcast, I just feel like I've now been friends with. It's so crazy.
Yeah. I think your podcast and like, and my podcast are a good representation of like who we are fans of, because those are the people we invite on our show. It's almost like an excuse to kind of talk to,
totally
connect with them.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for being here. I feel like
this
has been so much fun. We really got to know a lot about you and I'm really looking like forward to your reality
even
show.
In my podcast, I feel like it's like twice sided, so it's nice to do ones where it's more, you know, I feel like people get to know me a little bit more.
Yeah, it's nice because like I'm like the interviewer, that's what I do, but like when I go on other people's podcasts, it's nice to be in the hot seat and just be like,
yeah,
let you take this, let me just relax, let me spill my tea. Yeah, so where can everyone follow you, and what are we, obviously the reality show, but what can we look forward to?
Definitely the reality show. So make sure you're subscribed on YouTube.
When is that coming out? Do we know dates yet? Any time
frame? I think in a week and a half, I should have the first rough draft for my end. And then I would say, let's say a month probably, because I gotta I gotta do my some back end stuff.
Yeah, and take your time because you want it to be right.
I know.
But like,
I'm so impulsive. That's my thing, is that I'm very impulsive. Like I literally did this in a month. Like I literally like hired, like interviewed 16 production companies, picked one, like did it. Like,
you're,
you know, like
you're a boss.
My assistant who was working for me at the time, she's like, I can't, like you literally talked to them last week. They gave you a proposal and you're literally filming, like all your friends are here, like whatever. I was like, I'm literally so impulsive. Like I'm
ready. Oh my God. Okay. So everyone, yes, the Bunny Barbie is
at
on
the Bunny Barbie on everything.
Okay, well, I'll have your links down below so everyone can follow you. And thank you for being here. I will talk
to you
later.
Thank you for having me.
Bye. Okay, guys, that was my interview podcast episode, Kiki chat, whatever you want to call it, with the Bunny Barbie. Like I mentioned, I will have all of her links down below. You guys have to follow her if you don't already. I feel like Bunny was very vulnerable. She was very raw. It's not like she was crying or anything. That's not what I say when I mean vulnerable. It's that she kept it real. She kept it 100. She said everything that was going on in her life. She talked a little bit about her family, her past, her future projects, and a little bit of the drama and the tea. And guys, I am so excited about her reality show. Like, I cannot wait. Are you guys just as excited as I am? I mentioned to Bunny that I am going to be doing the recaps on my TikTok once her reality show comes out, because I am a reality TV TikToker. So I review all reality shows, and that does not exclude social media reality shows. So when Bunny's show comes out, she did say about a month, but I don't want her to rush it because I want it to be perfect. So if it takes 2 months, let's not give her a hard time about it. It's going to be so good. I cannot wait. Her show has truly been 2 years in the making. I mean, she's really getting everything together, you know, over the past month or two. Now that she kind of left that network, that was kind of just like stringing her along. So she means business, and her reality show is going to be phenomenal, and I cannot wait to watch it. So I really hope everyone enjoyed today's podcast. I hope you guys all enjoyed listening to Bunny and learning more about Bunny, and maybe a little bit more about myself as well. Make sure you guys are subscribed to my podcast. We are on Spotify, Apple, Stitcher, Public Radio. I don't even know. We're literally everywhere you get your podcast, as well as the video version on my YouTube channel. So if you are on YouTube, please feel free to give this video a like and a comment down below to let me know that you guys listened. As always, I appreciate all of my listeners so much. This podcast is so much fun, and I'm so excited that we are about to hit 10 episodes next week, which is kind of major. And I can't even wait to get more guests on and just to continue to grow this podcast and for you guys to learn a little bit more about me, I guess. I don't know. This is like me in long-term content. I don't even know. All right, guys, do all those things. I love you all so much. Have the best weekend ever. And I will see you guys on TikTok, and I will see you next week on my 10th episode podcast. All right, guys, have a great weekend. Bye.